With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Peace may return to Ukraine for at least 72 hours next week. Russian President Putin declaring a temporary ceasefire to mark Victory Day in World War II. President Trump admits to being frustrated with both Russian and Ukrainian leaders as he tries to broker a permanent peace deal.
Even though the Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week, President Trump remains unhappy with both Russia and Ukraine.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire.
Until now, Russia's Vladimir Putin has refused to accept a complete, unconditional ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Trump administration describes this week as very critical in its efforts to end the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump set to return to a state he won in 2016 and 2024. Tomorrow, he'll hold a campaign-style rally north of Detroit in Macomb County, Michigan. A 30-year-old suspect in a deadly attack in Vancouver is charged with multiple counts of murder after police say he intentionally rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival. 11 people were killed and many more injured.
In Vancouver, a man drove an SUV into a crowd at a Filipino festival, killing multiple people and injuring scores more Saturday night. Police say they are confident it was not terrorism and have the 30-year-old driver in custody. Video shows a man surrounded by people screaming and swearing at him.
And that's correspondent Julie Walker. The Vatican says the conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will be getting underway on May 7th. Large parts of Spain and Portugal have been hit by a power outage. Crews now working to get the lights back on. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 112 points higher, the Nasdaq down 37. This is SRN News. New poll asks people around the globe about free speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicates that persecution of Christians in Pakistan is on the rise again. A survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan finds believers are victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of this year. Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern. He says the world must wake up to this crisis and hold Islamabad accountable for its shameful record. This is SRN News. A new electric vehicle startup backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is headed to the market.
Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut Thursday night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The trucks are rather low-tech when it comes to amenities compared to others, with manual windows and no informational screens. The company plans to build its trucks that can travel 150 miles on a single charge in Indiana. The truck is expected to go on sale in 2026. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sharply criticizing fellow Democrats. He says they're not doing enough to oppose President Trump. He delivered the keynote address at a high-profile Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire. It's the latest in a series of speeches he's given this year. The billionaire has been laying the groundwork for a potential presidential campaign for years. More details at SRNNews.com.